The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
The governor admits it's hard for him to sit still. He has an ambitious agenda to achieve. The sooner, the better. He was asked to critique his first year.
We're just starting. We got a long way to go. The numbers speak for themselves. If you look at the metrics, that we have double of direct investment of any governor in Virginia history.
McAuliffe says Virginia is now growing and diversifying its economy, but he also ran on other platforms.
We reduced the numbers of SOLs. We've reformed how we deliver our transportation projects. I've created avenues through a new Healthy Virginia to get increased health care for up to 200,000 Virginians.
He thinks Virginia is changing and is now more inclusive.
We've stopped the shutting down of the women's health clinics. We have made Virginia welcome, open and welcoming to LGBT members.
McAuliffe knows Medicaid expansion is an uphill fight, but hasn't given up. He also believes lawmakers will help clean up the state's image.
And I just assume that they're going to work with me. I think we'll get a bipartisan agreement on ethics reform. I want to see a $100 gift ban. I want to see fundraising during this special session over. I want to see a stronger commission to deal with these different issues.
Since the GOP controls the Senate and has a strong House majority, we ask those leaders what it's been like working with the governor and how they plan to move forward. House Majority Leader Kirk Cox is not overly critical, but says McAuliffe has been a bit overzealous on some issues.
The big hang-up is Medicaid expansion, which he put again in the budget, it sounds like, and that's a problem. And that does poison the well somewhat. Doesn't mean we can't work together on other things.
Cox says sometimes the governor seems to be a little hypocritical in issues like Medicaid expansion.
And a lot of times the governor will talk about, let's not talk about social issues, let's deal with the kitchen table issues. So then you turn around and you do that right before the budget comes out.
He thinks McAuliffe should work with lawmakers on issues where they're likely to compromise instead of pushing proposals such as gun control. Senate Majority Leader Tommy Norman is a little more critical of McAuliffe, but he says it has nothing to do with party lines, and in fact, he and Republican leaders have a record of working with Democratic governors.
Ask Mark Warner or ask Tim Kaine on some of the things that we're able to accomplish. But those two governors were not constantly trying to antagonize the legislative majority with issues that they knew had no possibility whatsoever to pass.
Norman says Medicaid expansion comes to mind.
He is throwing that out as a divisive issue going into the 2015 elections, merely trying to create a greater polarization between the voters. He has no idea in the world that that would ever pass. I mean, that is almost hallucinogenic.
He does compliment the governor.
His energy level is extraordinary. His marketing skills exceed his energy level.
Norman says it appears the governor is taking a page out of President Obama's playbook to bypass lawmakers through executive orders when he doesn't get his way. The senator doesn't believe McAuliffe is used to hearing the word no. Norman also thinks the governor has not fully transitioned from his role as DNC chair, and once he realizes that his executive title means compromise, he'll have more successes during his term. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.